Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the Metro, InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the Metro, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful that you are here with us. In studio with us, as she is most Fridays anyway, is our own Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines, Stuff to Do in the Metro. What's going on? What is going on?
Well, lots of stuff as usual.
Well, of course.
Yes, and happy Labor Day weekend to you guys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. Lots of stuff to enjoy the weekend, starting with, this actually is happening right now, so you might actually miss it tonight, but I wanted to mention it because it's happening every Friday in the month of September. This is called Yappy Hour in Windsor Heights. Yes, this sounds like so much fun. It's a doggy play date. You know, moms take their kids for play dates all day long, but how often do you get to take your dog for a play date? You might have missed it today, like I said, but it's okay. Next three Fridays, 4:30 p.m. at Colby Park in Windsor Heights, they're going to have drinks and dog treats available. This sounds like a fun thing if you're, you know, a dog person like Michael over here. So I bet you'll see some of Michael's dogs there.
I don't know. You know, they're not very
too crazy.
Social. Yeah,
they're
just, you know, I might take the chickens.
Well, that's why you bring them to socialize
them.
The
chickens.
The chickens.
Yeah,
yes. Fun stuff.
Or the parrot. The parrot whistles like, you know, you go.
Mm-hmm.
So Yappy Hour is going
Yappy
on right
hour.
Now, as a matter
yes.
of fact.
Yes, I mean, you could probably go over there real quick with your dog, or you could just wait till next week
right.
and check
every
that
Friday
out.
Through September.
4:30, yes. Also tonight, happening right now, until 7, so you've got some time to check this out. It's a quiz show at the Des Moines Social Club, The Basement, the fun bar that they have down there. They're doing a quiz show, like a real quiz show, and it's free. Yes, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's five rounds of trivia and test your knowledge, and it's supposed to be funny, too, so you'll laugh.
And have fun.
Laugh and have fun and do trivia. Yeah, it's fun
on
stuff.
A Friday
They're always
night.
Doing fun stuff over there at the social club. This sounds kind of interesting. It's an art show at the Fremont Bar. I actually haven't, I'm not too familiar with this one.
Where is this at?
It's on East 9th Street in Des Moines, so it's not too far from here. It's at 6 o'clock, and it's an art show. You can head over there. It's free, so if you're on your way home from work and you're like, I feel like seeing some robot art, you know, you can stop by here for some tuned-in robot art. Robot art at the Fremont Bar.
Okay.
Yes, bar, robots, art show.
Goes together.
Check it out.
Goes
Why not?
For me.
Yeah.
The Fremont. I don't think I've ever been there.
Yeah, me either. How about you?
I have not, no.
Now is a better time than any to try it out.
Zip, zip, zip. Here with the studio audience.
Yes. Oh, here's something pretty cool. Our friends over at Redo, remember Redo?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they have a new location.
Really?
They've moved. And they're moving in to the East Village, but they're going to be in the basement of a new restaurant called the Ceviche Bar.
The Ceviche Bar.
Yes.
I know this. I talked to Tanya today, as a matter of fact.
Me too.
Isn't this incredible?
Yes. I'm going in tomorrow to try it out. I'm very excited.
Yeah. This is a new Cuban restaurant.
Yes, which I'm very excited about. But in the basement, also tomorrow, is the grand opening of Redo.
Oh.
So you can go to the new Cuban restaurant and get some stuff that you want to fix up.
You know,
in one place.
You know, I think it's just such a cool thing. Cuba is such a top of mind awareness. And what a great time to open up a Cuban restaurant,
yes.
Habana. Crazy. And it sounds like, and Tanya was just wonderful today on the telephone. We were kind of chatting about it.
Yes.
Keely got me in touch with her and said, hey, have you heard about this? No, I haven't. So we had a little conversation. Good for you. You're honest.
So I'm really excited to go check that out tomorrow.
What's the name of
Ceviche.
Ceviche.
Mm-hmm.
Ceviche.
Yeah, so Ceviche and Redo, all in one place. East
right
Village.
There.
Yes.
Right.
Walnut Street. East Walnut Street. Yes. So check that out
go.
Tomorrow. They'll be open. Redo will be open from 10 to 4, so you can check both places out all at once. Yeah,
very
maybe
nice.
You head over to the farmer's market in the morning, then stop over there. You get
Redo.
A day. Yeah, you get a whole morning of
there
it. Fun
go.
Stuff. here's one, Yoga in the Park.
Oh, here we
this
go
This one
again.
Is a free yoga.
Oh, no, come on.
Free
$185?
Yoga. I found a free yoga. I guess yoga people are willing to pay a lot of money for this. So
they should charge $200
bucks.
This one
is free.
And, you know.
Exactly. This one's in Union Park tomorrow morning from 9 to 10 a.m. It's put on by Unity Point Health. And it's a free yoga session. So check that out if you don't want to pay $195 for yoga.
More yoga
is big.
I know, believe me.
Yeah, you know, you've got to talk about it because people are doing it, man.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Tyler and I often comment on yoga yoga dress.
Yes. I'm sure you do. Anyway, also this weekend is the first weekend of the Des Moines Renaissance Fair.
That's right. Michael Leo is going to be out there as well from the Strudel House.
Awesome.
And yeah, he was. I asked him. I said, "Do you have time to come in on Friday and chat a little bit?" He says, "No,
no way.
I'm too busy.
No, too busy.
Too
yes.
busy.
Yes.
If you
this
have
is
the, if
opening
have
weekend. Yeah. Yeah, he's going to sell out there. This is like lots of people come. Fun stuff." Like, good people watching. This is a great, great
do they serve mead
they
there?
Do. Absolutely.
I thought probably they
yes.
did. Yes. Yeah.
You get turkey legs and mead, and, I mean, it's the real deal.
Yeah.
You see lots there. But check that out. It's a fun event. Yes, my son last year got a bow and arrow.
I remember.
Yeah, he's all about that. So check it out. It's the next 3 weekends, but this is the opening weekend, and since it's Labor Day, you get an extra day on Monday there.
Renaissance Fair.
Yes, very fun. Oh, okay, so it doesn't really feel like fall right now,
no.
But it is getting to be fall, so the pumpkin patches are opening.
Really?
Yes. This is the first weekend at Geisler Farms, starting tomorrow from 10 to 8 on the weekends, every weekend. Corn maze, fun zone, pumpkin patch, good stuff like that. Also, let's see, the Des Moines Triathlon will be this weekend, so if you want to go run a triathlon or watch one, as I'll be doing, that would be fun to go see. There's Music of the Winery at Two Saints and Somerset, and you can go to those two things on Sunday and still make it to Flashdyne.
Flashdyne.
Yes, Michael. Flashdyne.
Yeah, I know. We don't know where it's going to be. We won't know that until Sunday.
That's right. So you want to follow Flashdyne Des Moines on Facebook or Twitter, okay, if you haven't done this already. And then that morning, they're going to announce where it's going to be. Now, this is also the Dinner in Blanc, so you want to wear white to this event. Basically, this is all everybody knows, is you wear white, you show up with your table and chairs and a meal, picnic-style meal, and then you just...
Flashdyne.
Flashdyne. Yeah. You just show up in this place and you
so
dine.
Fun.
It is very fun. It is very fun.
Yes. Tyler, this is something you ought to be into.
So they don't cook food for you?
No, no.
You bring your own. So it's
okay.
Like a picnic.
You could stop like at Hy-Vee and get some chicken if you wanted to.
Sure.
But I mean, but the idea is that, yeah, it's a Flashdyne. You wear white, you know, white shirt, white pants, and your bride would wear white whatever.
Okay.
And then you show up and you have a little vino.
You set up a table, yeah.
Yeah, a little wine. Bring your own wine.
Mm-hmm. Bring your own everything.
Yeah.
That does sound really cool.
People have
it is really cool.
Candelabras on the table and, you know,
yes, because that's also
cool.
Part of it is that it's a competition for the, you know, most elaborately decorated,
yes.
Too.
Oh.
So it's pretty fancy and it's fun. And
so I shouldn't bring turkey legs from the Renaissance Fair.
No, and mead. No turkey.
You could. Yeah. I'm setting my menu right now. I'm not sure. But, so just remember when you like them on Facebook and follow that in the morning, they will tell you where it's going to be. So it'll be somewhere local, but usually a very beautiful venue.
Right. You could have white chili.
You could do that. And then when you spill it on you, it's not as big of a deal.
Yeah.
Because I always end up with some on me. So if it's white chili, it won't be as
Flashdyne. That's our good friend Rachel Fumaro is kind of behind a lot of that. And that's going to be great fun.
Yes, very fun. I missed it last year, but I was there the year before. And I was sad that I missed it last year.
Yeah.
And then if you need something to do on Labor Day, the Des Moines Mini Maker Fair at the Science Center.
Mini Maker?
The Mini Maker Fair, yes. Celebrate Labor Day with innovators from across the state at the second annual Mini Maker Fair. So they did this last year, too. Robots, again.
More
robots, laser lights, fashion designs, and more. Fun stuff at the
Science
Center.
Stuff happening all weekend long. And then there's the Labor Day Parade.
Of course.
That's Monday.
We didn't even have enough time to fit every single thing in.
There's so much going on.
So much.
Always. Cheryl Tessier, Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. Thanks for coming in and doing this.
Always.
See you at Flashdyne Pride? You know,
yes, of course.
The weather has got me worried.
Well, I just watched it before, and it said 9 p.m. is when the storm is going to roll through. 9 p.m. on Sunday. So if it starts at 6, then I think
maybe we can get out of there.
We should be okay.
All right.
All be running to our cars with the tables.
With white tablecloths streaming from our backside.
Or eating in our cars.
Yes.
flash flood dying.
Yes,
flash flood dying.
Flash flood dying. Nice.
Hey, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls tonight. He wasn't here today, but we understand that Mark McDowell is the program director for 1350 KRNT. Also, Jimmy Olson is the voice for Insight on Business. Mary Sayer, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Also, thank you to Max Wellman for coming in and talking about jazz, and of course, our good friend Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. All kinds of stuff going on in the metro this weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. We are not here Monday, by the way, because why? Well, the markets are closed, for crying out loud. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
KAZR HD2, Pella, Des Moines.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRMT, Des Moines.